We're doing the Rambam Zeder Rabbi Pinchas Adayon. The Rambam writes, V'chein Katavtali, we're on page Tafmim Chet in the Rav Shilat edition, line number 9. V'chein Katavtali, you also wrote to me, Sheshamata, that you heard, Shamhuli Shaget Shel Bito Shel Abu Al-Faraj Batel. That you heard that they told me that Abu Al-Faraj, that's a Jewish man, his daughter's divorce contract is nullified. V'shalachti l'chapes al davar ze v'chshati. And I sent word to verify, and I came to the conclusion that it's a kosher get, that she is divorced. It's legitimate. Lo yudri meidu mo'olam. That's a lie. Never happened. Elakach haya ma'aseh. Says the Rambam, this is what really happened. Ba'alai chatano shel Abu Al-Faraj. Ve'amar li asai michotni kamarot. Abu Al-Faraj's son-in-law came to me and said, my father-in-law, he treated me badly. Ve'chzirani min adech v'tzichani l'garesh. And he brought me back and he forced me to divorce. Uvitol lo v'kshad v'al zameh olam. But his daughter never wanted a divorce from me. Ve'erich b'davar zeh. And he went on and on telling me about how his father-in-law caused the divorce and it didn't really have to happen. He kalti michlal dvarav shaget al dei shaliach. I understood between the lines from the story he was telling me that he sent the get with a messenger and he didn't even want to divorce his wife. Lam alti shum davar. I didn't write anything. And what I did do, I didn't tell him a word, but katavti la Abu Al-Faraj v'shalti lo bitcha kibla gita o lo kibla. I asked Abu Al-Faraj, did your daughter receive the get or not? Amali lo kibla. He wrote back to me, no, my daughter never got the get. V'chatav li nusach dvarim shekatavta b'shlichut ha-shaliach. And he wrote over to me what you wrote in authorizing the messenger. V'shirshav li ten la get. And that he gave the messenger authorization to give the get. Katavti lo al titachel she'achat ad she'tekabel gita b'mera. Lo ayu shan dvarim acharim. So I told the son-in-law, you go over there and nullify the messenger. And don't wait till she gets her get. That's what I said, nothing else. Aval ata tzrich ani lo chichecha al shnei dvarim. But now I have to rebuke you on 2 points. I never said that the get was kosher. I just said that if the son-in-law sent a messenger and the messenger didn't get theirs, I told them, okay, get over there quickly and nullify the messenger, and then you'll still be married to the girl. You don't want to divorce her. She doesn't want to get divorced. It's a father-in-law that has an issue. I just told them how to get around the fact that he already wrote the get and sent it with a messenger. I told them, get over there and nullify it.
Is his point that even though he's told him to nullify the shlichut, that the get is still not kosher?
The get is kosher.
The get is kosher. So what was Rav Pinchas's claim that the Rambam said that it was kosher divorce, or the get itself is kosher?
Not sure. So he says, now I have to rebuke you on 2 points. Ha'echad, echinachta aget alidei ha-shaliach afilu sha'achat. Firstly, how'd you do such a thing? Leave the get in the hands of a messenger even for an hour? You see, there's a big fight brewing here. Weren't you worried that he would nullify the get? And then all the things you worked on would be undone. Now, from this it seems that the Rambam sent a letter to the girl's father, saying to the girl's father, if you want this get to happen, you have to move forward and take care of that. She receives the messenger right away. Look, this guy didn't want to divorce her. There was a big fight here. So, I don't know the whole story, but it seems that the Rambam sent the letter to the father to move quickly. If you want your daughter to be free from this guy, you better move. And if the guy you see, he's regretting it, so he could have just nullified the get, and you wouldn't know about it, and technically, halachically, she'd be married, and you wouldn't have anything to do. And then, all your brilliance will only serve to tell the parents, hey, you're stuck again. Your daughter's still married. You're not going to be able to resolve it. You should have made a condition that she gets the get right away in her hands. And you know what? The messenger, what happens if he dies? So she becomes an aguna. Who's going to know about it? You see this guy as a character. What happens if his messenger gets killed or drowns? No one's going to know where he is. What good did you do? You sent a messenger with a get, but so many problems can happen en route. En get lachal mita. He can't divorce her after the messenger died. You'll have to start from scratch. You're going to have to get him to write a get. And you see, he already regrets that he wrote the get. And he claims that he was forced, he was coerced, he doesn't want it.
She'd be in a good in the sense that he wouldn't divorce her and he wouldn't be with her anymore.
So right, from this we understand that the Rambam understood this character was not living with his wife. All he was doing was stirring up trouble and saying, I don't want to divorce her. But really, he wasn't living with her like a normal husband. So the Rambam's saying, you know, you finally got a get out of him. You should have done it in a way that's more insured. Why are you doing it in a way where so many things could, so many problems could happen en route?
What if the messenger does, will do it to nullify the get?
Because he was appointed to give the get. So now the husband has a right to, if he wants to write a new get or not write a new get. Obviously this is a scenario where it's in the girl's interest to be divorced. So the Rambam tries to arrange the Rabbi Pinchas Adayin finally got a get out to the girl. The Rambam says that's not the way you should have done it. You should have insisted the girl come here and get her get. Because by sending it with a messenger, you're leaving a lot up to risk, to chance. You know, the guy could, halachically, he could terminate the get before it gets to her. So the poor girl wants out. She's legitimate in wanting out. You should have helped her out in a way that's more insured. You wrote in the divorce contract that it's on the condition that, and now when you wrote the conditions, you wrote them the way the Talmud says, that you have to write the conditions in both directions, and the positive preceding the negative, what happens if yes, what happens if not. The only time the Gemara says you have to make the conditions according to these criteria is if you write the condition with the Lashon Im. If you do this, then that will happen. So then you have to specify. If you do it, what will happen? If you don't do it, what won't happen? There has to be the condition prior to the action. If you do, then this will happen, and not this will happen if you do. We have a whole bunch of conditions as to how to write conditions. But that's all true if you write the words, if you do this, Im. But if you use the words al-minat, al-minat means on the condition that. Al-minat means I'm giving it to you now. The action takes effect now. On the condition that later you'll do something else, right? Kol ha'omer al-minat, k'omer ma'achshav dami. If he gives her a divorce contract and he says, I'm giving this to you on the condition that you'll give me a bottle of wine. So the get is kosher now and she has to fulfill the condition. Right? That's how conditions work, where you say, on the condition that. Those are the words al-minat. So all these criteria of how to write a condition are relevant when you say im. If you do this, then the following will happen. So then we have criteria how you write that type of condition. But you wrote in the get, the condition, you wrote using the words al-minat. On the condition that. If you use that terminology, you didn't need to write all this lengthy details of the condition. So why'd you do that for?
ואתה יודע כמה הפרשות ודינים יש בין מגרש ומקדש על תנאי ובין מגרש ומקדש על מנת.
And there are so many differences when you make a condition, if you say if, or if you say on the condition that.
כדאמרינן, והיא תיתן, או לכי שתיתן וכולו, וזה לא הפסיד כלום. אבל קשה לו לחכם גדול כמותך שיהיו הדברים מעורבבים על מנת שמשמע מעכשיו, ותנאי כפול שמשמע לכשיהיה הדבר הזה.
Says it's very difficult, such a smart man like you. Why did you confuse things? On the one hand, you wrote the words al-minat, seemingly indicating that it happens right now on the condition that all the conditions you wrote, and then you worded it in a way that indicated the other way. That first the conditions have to be fulfilled, and then the get takes effect. Shouldn't have been done that way. So those are the Rambam's two points of criticism.
Good question though, because in the first the point that he made before, he's chalked his mistake up to being in a place where they don't judge in these areas very much. Gerushim they obviously do, so why?
Yeah.
We wonder why a Dayan like this would do that.
Right? I don't know.
ואמרת לי שאתה מצטער מאברהם. You told me that you're upset, you're having trouble from Avraham, whoever that is. ומה בידי? And what can I do about it? So there's this Jew, Avraham, who's getting upset, and what can I do about it? What do I say? Hayodea Ed, the one who knows, can testify alai v'dayan. He can testify about me and judge. Shegaalti bo v'cherafti oto al peh v'chtav biglalcha. I yelled at him, I cursed him orally and in writing because of you. V'ishbati v'chtavi shelo yazor li. Kmo sholeh al dato l'olam. And I made him promise in my writings that he shouldn't do what he thinks is a help for me forever. I don't need his help. ושלא ידבר עליך תורה. He shouldn't speak badly about you. I begged him. He thinks he's doing me a favor by speaking badly about you. I begged him to stop helping me. אולי יקבל. I wish he'll accept what I said. וכן אבו אלפרש כתב שפלוני הדיין עובר עליי את הדין מפני חתני שנתן לו ושאכל עמו. And so too אבו אלפרש wrote that so and so, the judge, is treating me unfairly, meaning he's talking about you, Rabbi Pinchas, that because of his son-in-law, that you help him and you feed him, you eat with him. V'sadi b'shamayim uchtav yadi she'imo al ma she'amalti lo. And my witnesses are in heaven, so to speak. God is my witness. And you can even see the letters I wrote, how I answered Abu al-Faraj for speaking badly against you. ואמרתי לו על יעלות דברים אלו על לבך ואלו הדברים שדן לך טעות אין לו בכוונה ובטין הגדול יתו בהוראה ומה בכך והסרתי כעסו בכל דבר. And I told him don't get upset over this, and there are some things that he erred in but it wasn't on purpose, big courts also err, don't get so upset at him. וזה שמעו לך שאמרתי עליך שהוא כעסן. And they told you, I said about you, Rabbi Pinchas, that you're a person who gets angry. Emet, kach amalti, it's true. I said, you're a hothead. Uma sheyesh bazal ikshe beinecha, and don't get so upset. It shouldn't be difficult for you that I said that, because the Gemara says, I tzubam rabbanan d'ratach uraitu d'mar tachlei. The Gemara says, if you see a learned person get angry, you should know that it's the Torah that's burning within him, and that's why he doesn't have patience for certain things, because he's so filled with Torah. As the verse says, God's words are like fire. And they told me the whole fight that's between you and Rav Daniel, so either I wrote or I said that you're a hothead. וקשה בעיניי שלא יהיה מחבריך ומלומדי לפניך. You should know it bothers me that Rav Daniel isn't one of your friends who doesn't learn before you, שהוא אדם ירא שמיים ומצדיק רבים. הינו ואלכסנדריה, because Rav Daniel is a ירא שמיים, and he's one who does honest things on behalf of the public, and he did it here and in Alexandria. So yes, that bothers me. ואילו היה מלמד לפניך החיבור, היית מאיר עיניהם בו. And if he would only teach the work before you, and I assume over here he means the Rambam's work, so then you would be able to teach a lot. He could do the rough job teaching the basics, and you fill in the gaps. And you'd be able to explain the things that they don't understand in my work. I wish it would be this way. So the Rambam addresses that. V'shamati shatotzech zol romania mitzaram. I heard you want to go back to Romania, to the Christian countries, because everyone's bugging you. The nation is bugging you. He's erval tasezot. Don't do that, says the Rambam. Tenech makom shenikba v'telech limkom shubashot b'gesot. Why should you leave a place where things are calm and go somewhere where you have armies that are constantly plundering? Im ruach hamoshel tale lecha mkomcha al tanach. The verse says, even if you think that you're going to take control somewhere else, don't. You stay put. And you asked me, what about Abu Zikri, who used a poor path to take control, and he's really scared of the smallest person in the congregation, and no one really helps him. אל תחוש לו ועל יביא דברי העוברים. Don't worry about him. Don't let what people say bother you. נתן 90 דינר להפסדה ולבטלה, ולא נתן לו כתב כלל מן המלך, אלא רשות ככה. He paid 90 dinar
He thought the king would give him rulership over your area. Nothing really happened. The king didn't give him the authority he wanted. All the king wrote is, in Yiltu Bayudim Yiltu, if the Jews want to appoint him as their leader, he could be their governor. And then he came to the elders and said, look, I don't have a choice. If you guys accept me, fine. If you kick me out, I'm out. And he spent all night weeping and telling them, guys, don't do this to me. So they let him stay. This is the truth. Peace be with you. You should have a lot of peace. He says, you have nothing to worry about this guy. Yes, they let him stay, but he's not a real governor. No one's, he's scared of everyone. He has no real position. Okay, so that's this part of the letter.